Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned into Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What a beautiful, blessed day we get to share with you on this Sunday, the 24th of July, 2016. But what is time? What is a date? Because all we have is this moment. Welcome to the Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. It is my passion to speak with you, to speak with the collective consciousness about how to raise your vibration, how to create a more beautiful world, and how that starts inside of you, how nothing can be done or change. Of course, things can be. Nothing can change unless you change first. So today's show, we're going to be talking about a couple powerful aspects of the human experience and kind of tying it in with the quantum world. We're going to be talking about the power of unification. What happens to the energy field when you unify? When you share a same intention or vibration as another or with a group of people, as this energy raises, it becomes an exponential power, an exponential momentum. Later in the show, we're also going to be talking about energy healing. How you, with your own mind, with the focus of your thoughts, can literally change the anatomy of your body. So first, we're going to intro into what happens when you and a group of people come together with the same intention. What happens to that energy? It's multiplied. It's obviously, you know, it's a law. It's a law of physics. It's a law of vibration. It's a universal law that when minds unify with the same intention and they collaborate their energy, you get a multiplication of energy. And it's exponential. That's the beautiful thing. You know, I've been told by a very wise man that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. This is a very real statement. This is something that is true at the core. And when you embrace this understanding, when you apply this understanding, you can move mountains. You and the people that you unite with literally have the power to move mountains with your thoughts, with what you focus on. And then when you're inspired with the actions that you take, do not take action unless it is inspired action. See, that's the difference between living a happy and successful life versus living a life of you know, force. Is, are your actions inspired or are they out of force? Are they out of a condition? So when you align your energy and you do it with a group of people, the energy multiplies. Then when you guys get inspired and you take action, it's absolutely unstoppable. See, that's why these forces, call them, you know, governments or the elite, you know, these other forces that are in power, that control where all the wealth of the world goes. They want us to stay divided because they understand the power of unification. They've done it themselves. And when they stay unified, they maintain an unstoppable momentum until a momentum that is greater than theirs matches them and says, well, we are unified, but we come in peace and we come for the abundance and well-being of all, instead of just being greedy and keeping it all for yourself. Creating systems that enslave the people and steal the people's money by debasing the currency. All these facets that, you know, whatever. That's not what today's show's about. But until they're matched with another group of people that have a greater sense of unification, then they will stay in power. So that's why it's our duty. It's our mission not only to be happy and align ourselves each and every moment as often as we can remember, but it's also our duty to come together. It's also our duty to enlighten each other, share ideas, share information. It's our duty to educate ourselves in a way that benefits humanity. Because if we can educate ourselves in a way that benefits everyone, and then everyone educates themselves in how to benefit themselves and everyone, it becomes an exponential power of well-being. Instead of every man for himself, who can make the most money, who can knock the other guy down first, who can be in first place, who can have the... That's what this is about, competition. It's ego-based. When you move into a consciousness of unity, anything is possible. Anything is possible. So, how do we do that? You know, how do we decide consciously and deliberately, okay, well, I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to stop looking at my brother or my sister as a competition, who can be the best, who can make the best, who can do the best, who can have the, you know, whatever. Who can have the biggest house? Everyone's competing. And when I say brother or sister, I'm not talking necessarily about your blood brother or sister. I'm talking about your neighbor. I'm talking about the random person on the street. They're your brothers and your sisters. We're all connected. We're all very interconnected. So it really starts within your heart. It starts within you to decide, okay, well, today it's not going to be about how can I be better than my neighbor. It's going to be about how can I collaborate with my neighbor to create a better community? How can I collaborate with the people in the industry that I'm in to create a better community? Not like, let's knock each other down and just like, you know, have competition. Yeah, and I'm not knocking competition. It's good to have that drive and that force and that competitive edge. It's really good for the human spirit, you know? To push and to push your limits for the purpose, you know, but is it for the purpose of pushing yourself or is it for the purpose of being better than someone else? See, that's where the intention falls in. So are you doing it because you have an insecurity within you to where you need to show yourself you're better than someone? Or are you doing it because you just want to be better? You just want to expand the limits of who you are. But then it wraps back around to, if you're really trying to expand the limits of who you are, unify. Because that's expansion. You want to expand who you are, unify. Everyone you experience is just a reflection of you. Everyone you interact with is just a reflection of your consciousness. You wouldn't be interacting with them if you weren't a vibrational equivalent to their vibration. So unify with them, raise the vibration, and expand your power. Just something to think about, something to ponder. Even when you're in traffic, right? There's a collective agreement. You have not spoken to anybody in traffic. You don't know anybody that you're stuck on the freeway with. But you guys all have a collective agreement not to hit each other. You guys have made a collective agreement on the road that I will do whatever it is in my power to get from A to B safely without harming anybody else around me, right? You guys didn't need to sit down together in a room and say, all right, guys, before we all get up this morning, let's not hit each other. You didn't need to do that. It comes natural. You know that that's the best thing to do, right? Now, sure, people get angry. Their egos get involved. Someone cuts you off. You flip them off. You speed away, whatever. But still, you're honoring unity in the sense of, well, my intentions weren't to cut you off. I didn't see you there, right? It still wraps back around to you guys have made an agreement. And it's funny, people react to when you break that agreement. When you do something that is not of, you know, a wholehearted nature on the road, people obviously respond in a negative way to your shitty intentions. But when you only have an intention of getting from A to B, everyone's unified, everyone gets to work safely, they get home safely, and there's no problems. So what I invite the collective consciousness of Earth to do, or as many people of the planet as we can, is come together as often as we can and unify and make a collective agreement to, instead of battling each other for who's the best, let's come together and help each other get to where we want to be, right? I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. And then no one's back itches. So it's a good life, you know. So that's it's shifting the traditional ways of, you know, the human ego, because the human ego says you need to be better. It says I need a bigger pool. It says I need a bigger house, or I want this. Not that these things aren't good, because it's all up to the individual. It's all why you're doing it and how you're doing it. If you drive the Bentley because you enjoy the luxurious car, that's wonderful. If it reminds you of your success, if it reminds you of how great you've done for yourself and where you've come from, get it. Do it. If the big house reminds you of just how much of a badass creator you are and how aligned you are every day, you get to wake up in this beautiful house and that's a reminder for you, do it. Buy it. Get it. You've made the money. You've you know, done it yourself. You've created and manifested the life that you want. Do it. But if you're doing it to show people, look at me, like look what I can do, then you might want to rearrange your intentions. It's not about anyone else outside of you. It is not about anyone else outside of you. It's about you. This is your story. This is your life. This is your story. This is your life. This is about you. It's not about anybody else outside of you. And actually, when you try to show people outside of you how great you are, you're just fooling yourself. They're just a reflection of you. In the holographic matrix, we're all one interconnected weave of consciousness expressing itself into different fractals in a physical body. We're all the same energy in a different vibrational form. That's it. So the person that you're trying to impress is really just an aspect of your consciousness. You want to impress someone, look in the mirror. You want to impress someone, like, be a giving person. Give stuff to people that need. Give. Then look in the mirror. Then impress that person. Give yourself. See, do it for you. That's what I'm saying. Give yourself the house. Give yourself the car. Give other people, give yourself the gratification of being able to provide for other people for absolutely no conditional purpose. Just do it because it's fun and it feels good. And why not? How great do you feel when you give stuff? You get like that butterflies in your stomach. It's a tingly feeling. Everyone feels it, unless you're stuck in a vibration of lack. If you're stuck in a vibration of lack, then you're thinking about, well, how do I take care of myself? Then you're not in alignment with your source, because source only knows unconditional prosperity and well-being and abundance for all. So if you're worried about giving, then straighten out your relationship with abundance, and then you'll be able to give freely. But other than that, if you have a good relationship with abundance, give, baby, give. It's fun. It's fun. And, of course, you're just giving to yourself. You're just investing in yourself. Chances are good. Who am I? Check it out.
Question. Air is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Air is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach. All that he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum, subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed, but all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body mind vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be true. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual. It's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing. Emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit and meditate long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? And is the essence? I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? And is the essence? I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence.
Chances are good. Who am I? You can check that out. Chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. Super powerful music. High vibrational ceremony music. Whatever you want to call it. Actually, the tags in that are devotional ceremony, mantra, sacred geometry, spiritual spoken word. So you can check them out. Chances are good. He's just super, super powerful. We actually have a caller on the line. We were just going to transition into the second part of today's show, but it is actually my pleasure to take this call. So I'm going to ask, who do we have on the line here? You're live here on LA Talk Radio, Dave's Good Vibration Station. You're speaking with Davey. How can I help you?
Hi, Davey. It's Eliana.
I'm Eliana?
Yeah, it's Juliana.
Juliana. How are you, Juliana?
I'm good. I just love your show, and I just wanted to ask you some questions.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You seem to be helping out a lot of people. Oh, so.
Well, that's very kind of you. I love that, and I love you. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. So you've talked about energy healing.
Yes, right? And absolutely. We were going to talk about that in today's show as well, which is perfect. So, yes, indeed.
I know that you were talking about it a little bit earlier, and so I have a question, because I have had two things happen to me. I was in a bad car accident. I was in the back seat, and my girlfriend was driving, and somebody rear-ended us on the freeway. And
that's not good.
I've had back problems now, you know, for like 4 months since the accident, and I've done everything. I don't want any surgery. I have, they said, like herniated discs.
Yes.
I don't want to do pain meds.
Yes.
So I've done a lot of ice and anti-inflammatories, and they have these patches you can get over the counter, actually, I've been using.
That's great.
But I really want to know more about energy healing for that, because what's happened is my pain has caused me a lot of depression. I have kind of some depression in my family. My mom, you know, has had problems with depression, but I don't want to take antidepressants either. I've had a recent breakup, so I'm kind of dealing with a lot of things. So,
it sounds like it.
Know.
It sounds like you've been put through the ringer past couple of years.
So I don't know what how do you think energy healing, or what I've heard about it, I've read about it, but. How could this help me feel better, do you think?
Well, Juliana, first things first, do you exercise?
I walk. I used to go to the gym all the time. But then sometimes I do the elliptical when I go there. But I still have a lot of pain.
Well, here's the thing.
So I'm in a bad place, because when I sit, it hurts at my job. And then when I exercise too much, it hurts. When I sleep, it hurts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. So what I would say is, remember, first things first, that you are a vibrational being. You are an energy being, right?
Right.
Quantum physics has proven to us, and even physics has proven that we are electromagnetic in nature. So everything within us that manifests physically first starts on an energetic realm, first starts within our energy body, and then manifests in certain physical ways, good and bad. So when you move your body, when you exercise, and I'm not even saying, go run, or walking, just like you said, or doing the elliptical, or I love yoga personally. I love stretching.
Yeah, I do that too. Because, that does help.
Because that way you're not pushing your body too hard, but you're stretching and you're doing movements that are causing the energy in your body to flow to different areas, because you're moving your body in ways that you don't traditionally move your body, especially when you sit in a chair all day, or if you're at work, no matter what you're doing, people sit all day in their chair and work all day for 8 hours. And maybe they'll get up and they'll take a walk around the complex, but that's doing that every day for a long time, and then not implementing exercise.
Right.
It causes the body to not flow energy the way that we were meant to flow. You know, we're meant to be exercising. We're meant to be outside. You know, we need to hunt the food and cook the food. And you know what I'm saying? Even women, you know, you need to exercise. Like, there's things that women, they need to gather the berries. You know, it goes back to roots. It's in our anatomy that we need to move. We need to move, sister. So first things first, do a little yoga, I would suggest, because that is everything. And I just want to put this out here, Juliana, is energy healing is not just, okay, let me warm my hands up and let me touch you in a place where you hurt and let me force my light healing energy into you. That's not necessarily healing. What healing is, healing starts from the individual. No one else can heal anybody else without that individual's acceptance of, okay, this is going to heal me, right? Okay. So basically, anything that you do in the form of moving your energy through your body would be considered energy healing. Anything that you do to deliberately flow energy through your body is energy healing. Do you want to know what I do, which I actually have lower back pain as well? So what, and I used to be in a tremendous amount of pain every single day. And now it's a beautiful thing because I still have pain, but not nearly to the degree that it was. And there will be days here and there where I'll be like, it'll be a little overwhelming and I'll have to put a patch on. You know, I know what patches you're talking about. And so then I'll do that and then it'll help and then it's all well and good. But then when I'm in my pain, I'll do yoga or I'll stretch or I'll do just something to move my body and I'll notice that the pain will start to go away. The pain will start to go away. Or I'll take a walk around my neighborhood or I'll even just like, I love stretching. You know, it's really, really a great thing is stretching. I just pulled out, actually, I got this thing that I can lay on and it like stretches. It's like this stretcher like chair, right? So you just kind of lay on it and then you bend back and then it stretches. So I've been using that a lot. Yeah. But what I noticed is before when I had my back pain, I was working a desk job and I was sitting there, not, you know, 8 hours a day, not really doing anything. Not physical, right? It was all mental what I was doing. Everything I was doing was coming from my mind. And the most work I was doing was typing on a computer, you know, a keyboard or walking from, you know, the desk to the restroom. So, you know, that's when I realized, okay, I started to move my body and I started to feel better. And then my mental state actually started to pick up. And you said that you had depression, right? So exercise releases endorphins. Exercise releases serotonin, releases dopamine. Exercise releases certain chemicals in the brain that counteract depression. So, you know, and I know this is the biggest problem for people and for that I had as well was getting up to just do it. Like, okay, I need to change my routine. See, that's the biggest thing for people is we get so stuck in a routine. Everyone, we get so stuck in a routine. And it's changing up that routine, which is different, you know, which is sometimes hard to do because our neural pathways in our brain tell us, no, well, I'm used to doing this every day and I'm looking forward to just doing this. It's almost like it feels like sluggish to do something different. But then once you start building those new neural nets in your brain that tell you, no, it is good to exercise. It is good to go out. It is good to wake up earlier and start doing things different for yourself and just change it up. Change something up about your life to make yourself feel better. You will start feeling better. You have to. It's law. It's physics. It's anatomy. It's physiology. It's going to happen. So how do you energy heal? You exercise. And when you do have pain, you do some stretches. You don't just lay there. You don't just sit there. You don't just veg out. You stretch. You be deliberate about your pain. You be like, you know, and this is a beautiful quote from Rumi. He says, the pain you experience is asking you to learn a lesson, right? So then that's another thing. The pain you experience is asking you to learn a lesson. So it's like you're not going to learn that lesson until that pain goes away. So that's another really powerful thing too. So if it's all energy,
what is my lesson?
That's for you to find out, sister. That's for you to find out. And the thing is,
don't go places with my girlfriend who drives and has.
No. See, it's not. It's not what caused. And this is just my beliefs. It's not what caused. It's not like the lesson is related to what caused the pain.
Yeah.
The lesson could be something deep, deep from your childhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, the lesson could be something that this pain teaches you, which leads you to a state of mind, which then has triggered thoughts, which you need to heal. And the pain is the road to the healing. You wouldn't have gotten to this thought pattern if it wasn't for the pain. So you see, we forget that we're constantly being guided. Higher self is always telling us the next best move. Always telling us. It's just we tune out our intuition and we say, well, it hurts, so I'm going to deal with this. And I understand that there is physical barriers. You know, if you get in like a super, you know, if you get your arm chopped off, it's going to hurt. And you're gonna experience. That's not a psychological thing. Like, okay, you need to heal something from your childhood. No, you got your arm chopped off. But spirit knows you got your arm chopped off and is looking out for you to make sure that everything is in divine right action. And if you allow it to be, you're going to learn a super valuable lesson from getting your arm chopped off. It's just a matter of whether you play the role of the victim for the rest of your life and say, oh, well, you know, F me, I got my arm chopped off. And now I'm a paraplegic, Or do you become that guy that, like, you know, they get their legs blown off in the army or whatever, and then they become like super awesome athletes, and they're like wheelchair athletes. I mean, it's like, do you become the victim or do you become the hero? Which role do you play? The victims usually don't heal because they're stuck on to their old patterns and they haven't allowed themselves to learn the lessons that the pain is trying to teach them. Where the heroes, they heal. Not only do they heal, but they prevail. They become healthier than they've ever been in their entire lives because they understand that this was the greatest opportunity in their life to become the greatest person that they've always asked themselves to become. And the pain is just the road to becoming the person you've always wanted to become. So these are lessons that I've learned over the past couple of years from just, you know, dealing with my own pain, dealing with my own psychological issues and all that. So I've chosen, here's information on Dave. You know, I chose to be the victim for like a year. I was really in, of course, really? And I would always preach and I would always say, oh, be a positive person. But there was things in my life where I chose to deliberately self-destruct because I said, well, you know, all this stuff is happening in my life. Well, just screw it. I was kind of in a screw it attitude, you know?
Let me ask you something. Did you have depression?
Yeah, definitely. For a portion of time. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. And then the pain just made it worse. You know, the pain just made it worse.
Yeah, it
but
does.
They're all interconnected is the thing. They're all interconnected. I started exercising. I changed the industry that I was in into something that brings me joy. I looked at the problems in my life as blessings in disguise. I started seeing things through different eyes. I started exercising. Started waking up a little bit earlier. I started getting really excited about opportunities that I created for myself, that they've always been there. I could have had these opportunities, but it was the pain that got me there. And now I'm not nearly in as much pain as I used to. And I'm getting, and like anytime that I am in pain, I know exactly what to do to get out of it. You know? So it's getting the formula down and doing it in a holistic way that doesn't hold you down or steal your spirit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's so that's that.
Well, thank you, Dave. I'm going to start maybe getting up earlier and walking or going to an earlier yoga class every day and just kind of working on my, just doing, being more, like you said, proactive. Because, I'm really suffering and I need some kind of healing besides pills. And, you know, I just thought when I heard you mention You know, energy healing, I thought that that's, you know, you were talking about healing pain and depression with energy healing, so.
But it is. See, the cool thing is we need to recognize that, is that is energy healing. Everything is energy-based, right?
Yeah.
That's the reminder, is everything is energy-based, and we forget that. Yeah. We tend to brush it off and say, oh, it's all physical. No, that's your energy body that's manifesting something in your physical body because you haven't worked this energy blockage out. So it manifests. You work the energy out, and the physical will reflect it. You don't work the energy out, the physical will reflect it. You got to come to terms with yourself. You got to come to terms with psychological things in your life, and your pain won't be nearly as severe. And I'm not saying you. I'm saying everybody. Everybody, you know? Everybody. This is one last thing I just wanted to say. So Blade Runners. You've heard of the Blade Runners, like the Olympic Blade Runners.
Oh, yeah. That
Look at these guys. You want inspiration? Yeah. Oscar Pistorius.
Right.
He's like, you know, Pistorius. Right. Oscar Pistorius.
Something
that's
like
how
that.
Pistorius.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I've heard of him before.
This guy is super inspirational. He could have easily said,
I can't hear you, Dave.
You can't hear me?
I think your
service is going somewhere.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. But that's okay. That's all right. Well, thank you for the call. We had a little phone issue. But really, listeners, that is super inspiring. You guys want some inspiration? You want to understand energy healing? You don't even need to know necessarily know about the energetic anatomy and the relationship between energy and the body to heal yourself with energy. You don't need to know about it. It helps to know about it because then you have knowledge and you understand how the system works. But you don't even need to know about it to properly heal yourself. You can literally just shift your attitude and start shifting your actions. You could just say to yourself, I want to feel better. You don't need to relate it to an energy thing. You know, like, I don't know if these runners necessarily understand that they are vibrational beings. Maybe they do. Maybe they do understand the energy body. You know, athletics and energy, it's all one thing. Using your energy, performing, being your top performer, it's being the hero, pushing yourself beyond the limits. That's what it is. You know, any athletic activity that forces you. So, things to think about. Really interesting. If anyone can do it, you can do it. There's people that have gotten their legs blown off and win Olympic gold medals. There's people that, you know, get their legs blown off and then veg themselves in a room for the rest of their life because they're the victim. Choose who you are. That's energy healing. Choose who you are. Choose who you want to be. Energy healing, choose the person you wish to be and you shall become. Leap and the net will appear. Don't wait for the net to be there because it's not going to be there until you literally choose to leap. So, actions to take, action steps. What are things that we can do to increase the energy in our body? So, like our caller just spoke with us, exercise. You can do exercise. You can do yoga. You could do a meditation. Do something that gets yourself into a deep state. Get yourself into a sweet, nice, transcendental state of consciousness and start counting your blessings. That heals. That super heals. Because then you're not the victim. Because then you're the gratitude creator. You're the creator. When you count things that you're grateful for, you become the creator. Because you've created them, right? You can even count things that you're grateful for and, you know, that you don't have. You can imagine things that you are on your way to receiving and, you know, start moving closer to the attitude of gratitude and start feeling better. I just recently wrote out a list for myself because I recognize that my time is really precious. I recognize that everything in my life and everything I do is based off of what I do with my time. So if I am not using my time wisely, I'm wasting my life away. So I wrote this like list of things that I want to do every day. It's vague, so I can obviously change up my activities in a daily basis. But it's still a list that I get to stick to, which ensures me 150% that I'm going to be using my time wisely. And maybe make a list for yourself. This is energy healing. Make a list for yourself of what you want to be doing on a daily basis to increase the flow of energy in your body, to increase your well-being, to increase your happiness, increase your joy, increase your abundance. You know, make a list, put it out, you know. I just read an article last week that said most billionaires wake up before or around 5 a.m. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's really smart. They have way more hours in the day to do stuff and get stuff done. You know, that makes sense. And billionaire, being a billionaire, that's just a manifestation of wealth. That's just a manifestation of prosperity. And it's a manifestation of ultimate freedom, right? You can do anything and everything you want, help anybody and everybody you want to. So, wake up early, exercise, get the endorphins going. That stimulates your serotonin. You're in a good mood. Shower off, you feel good. And then start whatever you do to receive abundance and prosperity in your day. Right? Whether it's going to an office, but then if you're in that office, exercise, you know, or, you know, if you work at home, make sure you're stimulating yourself. You're feeling good about what you're doing to make your money. You're not just doing it for the money. You're doing it for the intention, and the money is a caveat to your intention. You're doing it for how great it makes you feel and how great it makes these other people feel. You know, and how great this unification, this healing unification to combine today's show, because unification and healing really do go hand in hand. When you unify with a positive intention, you heal not only yourself, but the masses. You heal the earth. The electromagnetics of the earth are changing. Science shows us this. If you look it up, go ahead, look it up. The energy of the earth is changing. The grid is the poles are shifting, you know? This is documented science. And the people are changing. If the poles are shifting, the poles and the people are changing. You know, we have a Taurus field as well. We have a north and a south polarity as well. So if the earth is changing, the people are changing. If you focus on changing yourself in a positive way, you're going to change the earth you're on. They go hand in hand. We have another caller. We're going to take you live on the air. You are live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with?
Dave, I'm so sorry. It's Juliana.
Hey,
I think,
Juliana.
I hung up on you.
No problem, Juliana. I think we had just a little service issue, but thank you for calling back. Yes.
Well, I've just been listening, and I just wanted to thank you so much for your help, and you're very smart, you're very wise, and I just wanted to thank you, and I'm going to do a lot of those things that you suggested, because
awesome.
I'm tired of feeling this way, and
yeah.
I just need some help. That's it. So
that's wonderful.
I just didn't want to bother you or take more of your time, but I just wanted to thank you.
You could never bother us, Julie. You're very sweet. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for wanting to become better. You know, thank you for deliberately getting in alignment with the wholeness of who you are and letting that light flow through to tell you and to guide you to say, okay, I'm going to now take action steps to start feeling better. You know, thank you for counting your blessings. Thank you for not choosing to victimize yourself. Thank yourself.
No more. I'm tired of complaining. All my friends are tired of hearing me complain.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And when you complain, you just create more of it.
Yeah.
When you talk about something, you speak it into existence. Your words have tremendous power. When you talk about something with belief, you speak it into existence.
Yeah.
So what you speak is what you get. So thank you for taking it upon yourself to align your energy and you know, be the greatest you can be. Because if it wasn't for that within you, we would not have the beautiful world that we do today, and the increasingly beautiful world that we do today. This is, yeah, it's true. It's true. If everyone chose to be their greatest selves, we would not have war. We would not have that. We would have unification and healing to the ultimate degree. So you're awesome. Thank you, Julianne.
Thank you so much, Dave. Love you.
Love you. You have a beautiful, blessed day. All the unconditional love, light, abundance, and joy and appreciation from our hearts to yours.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you, Julianne, for the call. Thank you for calling back. Yeah, guys, today's been a really powerful show. We've covered a lot of ground, and I think that for all intents and purposes, it's wise of us to say that when we change ourselves, the reality we experience changes. When we change our intentions, when we change the role that we play, you write your own story, whether you like it or not. No one else, you can give the pen to no one else. You can fool yourself into thinking that someone else has the pen, but you have the pen, and you're just letting them write. You're letting them move your hand. You know, you have the pen. You write your story. You speak what you experience into existence. Your words have power beyond measure. Your thoughts have power beyond measure, especially when they're unified and especially when they're focused. When they're clear, when they're focused, your thoughts have limitless potential. Your words have limitless potential. What you write in your journal, you create. I'm trying to tell you how much power you have. I'm trying to express to you your true nature, your true divine nature. You are everything that you could ever want to be. It's just a matter of realizing it and embodying it. You are perfectly healthy, unconditionally wealthy, and ever-expandingly wise. You are here to learn. You're here to expand. You're here to have pain so you can get over the pain and learn your damn lesson. Nothing is here to hurt you. Everything is here to teach you. Remember that. Nothing is here to hurt you. Everything is here to teach you. You are only a victim of yourself. No one can do anything to you. You do it to yourself by responding and choosing the way that you respond to the actions around you. That's it. You have the power. You have the power. You are creator. Remember that. It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget. But remind yourself. The more you remind yourself, the more powerful you become. The more powerful you become, the more responsibility you take for your own life. And when you start taking full responsibility for your life, you become the person you've always wanted to become. The person that you've always wanted to become takes full responsibility for everything they experience and is able to deliberately create whatever it is they wish to experience through knowing how to focus their thoughts. So become, embody the powerful creator that you've always been, that you always will be, but embody him now, embody her now. Do it. Why not? Nothing's holding you back. All right, guys. You're awesome. It's been a super powerful show, and once again, I truly have no words to express the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. You guys have more power than you ever have imagined. It's time to reveal your true nature to your ego. Show your ego who you truly are. Show everything that you identify with the true power that lies within you, and your world will reflect it. Thank you, guys. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. Once again, that's at Good Vibe Station. You can also check out our sponsor. That's Universal Consciousness 1111.com. Once again, Universal Consciousness 1111.com. really, really powerful day. Thank you, guys. We will speak with you next Sunday. Peace.